Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, January 25th, 2016. Yes, indeed. And this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday and welcome to the show. Well, I'll tell you, what a weekend for weather, huh? My goodness, it's been something for all those who have been impacted by that winter storm. Gee whiz, I'll tell you, I saw a lot of things online with people having fun with it, but not everybody, not so much. How can you really prepare for something like that? Gosh. Well, I guess like many things in life, when the storm hits you, work your way on figuring it out and digging it out. Yes, that's how it goes. But I do pray for everyone and every effort that is being made to help people get successfully to the other side of it. And you know, another thing going on is that, boy, that crisis that's happening in Flint, Michigan is so gut-wrenching that, you know, you hardly have words other than keep sending help, Lord. It's unbelievable what has happened there. But, well, let's talk about some things on a brighter note, the things that we actually have a hand in making happen, and particularly the goals we have set for ourselves. You know, we can be the do or don't in seeing our resolutions through to achievement. We plan, we take steps, we pursue, we work it, and in all of that, we got to have faith. Yes, it's that powerful thing that can push, shove, or even catapult you toward everything you said you'd do in 2016 and beyond. To help me talk about that today is corporate trainer and coach, motivational speaker, author, minister, missionary, and chaplain, Portia Lockett. Yes, she's all that with a whole bunch of awesome sauce on it. She knows something about faith. She walks it out daily and reaches and teaches others to do the same. And I'm glad to have her as my special guest today. Welcome, Portia.
Thank you, Silver. Good afternoon.
Well, I'm really glad to be talking to you. I tell you, your background and your front ground all is just so impressive, and I thought you'd be really wonderful to share in this conversation for the listeners today. How are you doing?
I am just doing amazing. I am amazing. I'm just fearless, and I'm faithful, and I'm focused on what God has for me to do, and I'm walking this thing out with you in faith.
Absolutely. Well, get us up to speed on what all has been going on. It's been a while since we chatted.
Right. So I'm just excited because the early part of this year, I am going to be releasing a book called Pondering with Portia, and it's a book on inspirational quotes and in words of encouragement, and I'm really excited about how God is just bringing this together. I'm also going to be partnering with another partner of mine releasing a book about choices, and it's going to be a book with young ladies, and they're going to be talking about the choices that they've made that have led them to the point of where they are right now. And I'm just really focused on just doing all the things that God is leading me to do. And sometimes when we hear an assignment, we kind of fight that assignment a little bit. But this is one of those years that I made a decision that I'm going to do everything that God gives me to do, and I am going to be faithful in doing it and walking everything out in terms of my assignment in faith.
Well, you sound very resolute about it, and I like that.
Yes.
Congratulations on those projects, and I know that, like everything you put your hand and your heart and your head to do, it's going to be successful, too. I'll be looking forward to talking to you again about that when it's out. Well, today, we're talking about releasing your faith. It's fuel for the future, and I tell you, for some of the statistics, they just blow my mind about people making resolutions and not keeping them. And I know so many people who do. And I always wonder when I hear about polls and questionnaires and all of that, who are they asking? Because obviously a lot of people do stay on track with what they say they're going to do. But I'm wondering, Portia, what are your thoughts when it comes to resolutions and goals and plans? And people do seem to slack off or drop off. What are your thoughts on what may be the biggest challenge and why that happens?
You know, for me, I think resolutions are a setup for failure. Because so many times we do it. I'm just, hear me out. Hear me out. A lot of times people will just say, you know, this year or the beginning of this year, I'm going to lose X amount of weight. And unless you are in a position where you're going to be surrounded with like-minded individuals under your doctor's care and really have a plan in order without setting a goal and just making a resolution, just a blanket statement, it's that you're setting yourself up for failure. So that's what I meant by that. But when you talk about having goals, I think it's very important for us to have goals, because if we don't have goals, you know, it doesn't make sense to plan. You've got to plan towards putting those goals into action, and those goals could be anywhere from setting yourself apart and doing something different financially, could be doing something different spiritually, emotionally, or physically. And so, you know, in the past, I've just heard a lot of people, you know, say, I'm just going to make a New Year's resolution, and I'm just going to do, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then by the third month, or sometimes even the second month, they've just kind of like fell off. They just, you know, just disregarded their statements. No one's holding them accountable. So it's just really important to set goals that are going to really impact your life and not necessarily resolutions.
Mm-hmm. So what I hear you saying is that it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing if you actually map out a way to get there and follow it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah. Well, I like working with acronyms, and so I came up with something for us to utilize today in our conversation with the acronym FAITH. And for the F, I have approach your future optimistically and with forward thinking. And I think you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what I'm saying with that is when I hear what you just said, I wonder if oftentimes we are sometimes challenged just by some of the negative feedback we've heard in regard to setting a resolution. Maybe we are, when you say setting yourself up to fail, there's probably a degree of truth in that. So we have to have an optimistic approach to it, something that makes us feel happy or glad or anticipating what the end result of that may be. And by forward thinking, really keeping our eyes focused on what it is that we've set out to do and truly doing that. And in another conversation, I had mentioned that we do have to hang out with like-minded people. And I so believe in the power of looking at, when I say see, actually seeing pictures of what it is that you want to do, what it is you want to be, what it is you want to accomplish, where it is that you're going, because they are constant reminders to us to keep thinking up, to keep an attitude of optimism and forward thinking, that's where you're headed. What are your thoughts?
I agree totally with you. I mean, you know, there's so many people who will give you reasons why you are going to fail, because they've never seen it happen before, and just because their thought process is not the same as your process, it will cause you to sometimes second guess yourself.
Yeah.
And so I always say, you know, be around like-minded people, people who have goals, who have potential, who are making things happen, as opposed to those individuals who are sitting around waiting for things to happen. And even when they see things happen, they're still speaking negatively because they're not in the process of putting action plans together for themselves. So, you know, I always tell our young people, too, is that if you see something that you want to do, or you aspire to do something in your life, find someone that's already doing what you're trying to do, and then ask them to be your mentor. Ask them if you can shadow them to even make sure that this is something that you truly want to do. And then once you have an opportunity to kind of, you know, observe, you know, what that whole piece looks like and see that end result, if I do this amount of work, or if I pray on this, and or if I fast about this situation, this is what I can actually see come to pass for myself. and just stay positive and just stay upbeat about it and confess it, you know, every day. I am, you know, I love when Joel Osteen talks about the I am piece, or even Joyce Myers. I mean, I've just kind of like incorporated that myself, because every day before I start my day, I speak loudly, you know, and boldly over myself, and I am victorious. I'm going to have a victorious day. I have clarity. I'm able to hear everything that I'm supposed to hear. I'm a prize possession. I'm talented. I'm inspirational. You know, I'm helpful. I'm very confident. I'm focused on what it is that I want to do. So I'm speaking life into existence about myself. And therefore, I have an opportunity to even speak those things into someone else's life and tell them you have the potential and you are able to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because I am very confident in you, and then build someone else up so that they are in a mindset of being optimistic and very positive mindset for themselves as well.
That is some great forward thinking. Thank you. Well, you touched on what the A is. I have and I will do it attitude. And I came up with this kind of cute idea, probably not original, but to set up a will for yourself. And that means actually sitting down and writing out, I will do blah, da, 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 whatever it is.
Yes.
Because, and have your results that you want. I will lose weight because I'm going to feel better. I will lose weight because I am going to look better. I will lose weight because I love the thought of being in a size 10. I will lose weight because I know that I will feel more attractive. Whatever it is, you know, and we talk about weight because weight's always such a big one, but I will save $1,000 more each month this year because I'm saving for down payment on my house. I will put $1,000 away a month this year because I dream of decorating my new home. You know, things that create some additional vision for you as you create the I will do it list.
Right, right. Well, I agree with that 100%. When I was teaching school years ago, some of the students had challenges in their lives in terms of, you know, being able to comprehend whatever it was that we were covering, you know, in math. And so I created this little diagram for them that looked like a cross because it was at a Christian school. And so I would tell them, you know, and that little blank that looks like a cross, you're going straight across like it's a cross, and up and down it would be whatever you wanted to fit on the blank. And so they would move these little things around. So whatever you put in the blank, whatever subject you put in the blank, that's what we were focused on that particular day. So the scripture tells us that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And so I would tell them every single day, you know, I can do math through Christ that strengthens me. I can do reading through Christ that strengthens me. And so, of course, as I got older, the students got older, and I would see them, you know, later on in life, you know, I would say, so what's going on? They says, oh, I can have a healthy relationship through Christ that strengthens me. I can think for myself. I can make wise decisions for myself through Christ that strengthens me. So whatever it is that you are trying to do, fill in that blank, just like you said, have that can do, will do, I will do it. Attitude, that will do it mindset. So whatever it is that you're trying to do, just fill in the blank and then watch it and just make it happen.
Great advice. Well, the I have inspire yourself. Have you ever had to inspire yourself, Portia?
Oh, all the time. All the time. You know, I love that song because it talks about inspirational and encouragement. And I think it was the Clark Sisters, and I'm not really sure. It's just, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak life over yourself. And so sometimes you have to wake up and you have to say things that are going to inspire you. You know, look at yourself, you know, in the mirror on a daily basis and just tell yourself, you know, I am beautiful and this is going to be a wonderful day today, and I'm going to partner myself up with other individuals that are going to help me to reach my goals. And I'm anticipating something miraculous going to happen today. I feel so good today. Today is going to be better than it was yesterday and not good as it's going to be tomorrow. I'm excited about life today. Everyone that crosses my path today, I'm going to be a blessing to that individual. I've got so much favor that when people walk past me, they're going to feel the favor of God and they're going to want some of whatever it is that I have. So I just have to pump myself up every single day, and next thing I know, I'm on fire and I'm excited, and you know, people are looking at me like, is everything okay? Everything is just wonderful.
Well, I told you you had some awesome sauce all over you. That was really, really, really great.
Right. You know, and on the real tip, you might have to pick up that book every now and then, that books of inspiration, you know, that you can read for yourself or go on the internet and pull up some encouraging words or quotes that are going to keep you going, you know, every single day. And just reading the word, I'm telling you, I love the book of Proverbs because it's just an inspirational book of the Bible, and I just love it. So if you haven't read Proverbs, get on it today. You will be inspired.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I do just want to touch on that you just said to do reading and look for things that will help feed your faith. I often have mentioned while I was on the air about the amount of connects I have on Facebook to do just that for me. While a lot of people may be looking for drama and all kinds of other nonsense on FB and that comes through their feed, I just get so excited because I've connected to so many motivational speakers and businesses and people who are doing powerful and positive things. And all of that is such an inspiration. You know, lots of folks who, you know, have a story behind their success, and people who are successing and taking that success to do other things to help other people be successful. I try to cover the whole gamut of things that are motivating and inspiring to engage in. And so, there's a lot of stuff that goes on there. Fortunately, you know, I see some of it, but most of it, when I don't like it, I just cancel it off my feed. But there's so much there that can offer you that extra push and that extra shove when you may be feeling like, oh, this is an day with the girl.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. I don't feel like I'm doing anything. And then you pop up your Facebook and all the other people who are doing things, and you just see a sentence or a quote or somebody doing something, and you say, I will do it. I can do it. I'm gonna do it. So easy to inspire yourself if you're looking for inspiration. Our
Yeah, go ahead. No, the other thing I was just going to say is sometimes in terms of inspiring myself, I just take a look at if every situation, every circumstance that has crossed my path, and I look at how I was delivered or I was able to overcome that situation, and that gives me inspiration to know that if I'm going through a challenging time in my life, I will get through it. This too shall pass.
Absolutely. Well, the T is an interesting place, and I know that, like everybody else, you've been there, I've been there, and trust the process. By what I meant by that is that when we are trying to accomplish something, stuff happens, and stuff that you maybe didn't anticipate, that you couldn't have, like I talked about the storm earlier, that you just could not have, thought would jump in the way. It might be minor. It might be really minor, but it might be major. And oftentimes those things will make us think that that means we're on the wrong track, or we shouldn't be doing that, or it doesn't really matter, or we should stop. When I say trust the process, I mean that we can know when we get from when we start at A and we're trying to get to the finish line of our goal, there could potentially be zigzags. There could potentially be a stone that's thrown in the way. There could be an obstacle. But if we know where we're going and we really are set on it and we really believe that that's the goal for us, we have to trust the process. Because the process gets interrupted or it gets delayed, it doesn't mean that it's not the right process for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So My thoughts on that would be is to make sure that we're just staying focused on the process and on the steps. You know, when you're building a car, they have standard work instructions so that regardless of who's on that line working towards building that end result, which is the car, if you follow those steps, then that car is going to come out phenomenal. If someone misses a step in the process or someone's steps back and they take a break or they don't follow those instructions, then, you know, we end up with recalls. So in our process of being trustful, we have to make sure that we're just, you know, just taking one step at a time. Yes, we're going to have some setbacks, but I always love this, the statement that says sometimes the setbacks are setups for us. And trusting that our future, and also with trusting that our future years are going to be better than our latter years, because sometimes we based our trust factors or our trust mindset based on what has happened in the past, as opposed to wiping all that out and saying, you know, I've learned those lessons, but now I really just got to stay focused, you know, on the future. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it tastes like, no matter what it seems like, just know that everything is going to be all right if you trust God, if you trust the process. And that's another one of the scriptures that I love that says, in all of my ways I will acknowledge God and he will direct my path. So sometimes, you know, that path is, like you said, is not going to always be straight. It's not going to always gear to the left. It may go to the right. It may, sometimes on the path, it may just say, be still. Be still and know that I am God. And just listen and just be in tune to the Holy Spirit, that he's going to lead you in the path that he wants you to go into. But we got to trust.
Yeah, we have to trust enough to know that when that those things do occur, that it doesn't mean that we should give up. It doesn't mean to stop. It doesn't mean that because there's a pause, it isn't the right thing. Absolutely. More than likely, it is. I mean, of course, you should evaluate, you know, if it is or not. But it, 9 times out of 10, it's just life doing life. And we have to know that an interruption does not mean that it's supposed to impede upon us to go in a different direction or give up at that particular point.
Absolutely.
Great analogy with the car, Portia. In H, which is our last letter in the word faith, we said approach your future optimistically and with forward thinking, have an I will do it attitude, I inspire ourselves, T, trust the process, and H, hold on to your vision. And you mentioned a little bit about that and what you were just explaining about process, and that is to stay focused. It's sometimes a challenge. You know, I don't know that any of us are exempt from this daily types of distractions that can all of a sudden thwart how you may be feeling about doing something. And that sometimes is we can be our own worst enemy when it comes to that, because we can overwhelm ourselves with our own feelings of discouragement or, you know, again, just being overwhelmed. But we got to hold on to that vision. And how would you tell people is the best way to truly hold on to it? You know that maybe you've been hearing it in your spirit for so long. This is something you should do. And you just know you got to go ahead and get it done, and fighting that feeling that says, well, you haven't done it this far, so maybe it just doesn't matter anymore. But sometimes those visions really are there, and they're there for us to make them manifest and bring them into purpose. And I often see this quote, that there's no deadline on your dreams, and I think we have to realize that it's an absolute truth.
Mm-hmm. So holding on to your vision, first of all, we've got to write it out. So we can see it. You know, it's write the vision and make it plain. So if you don't write your vision out, it's hard to be able to execute the plan that goes into bringing that vision into to life. And so I know a lot of people, and I love it, is creating those vision boards and separating those vision boards out into different compartments in our lives. You know, what do I want my relationships to look like? What do I want my education to look like? What do I want my spiritual life to look like? What do I even want my home to look like? So whatever it is that you're trying to visualize, you know, just write it down. And what are going to be the steps in order for me to make it happen? So a lot of people say, well, you know what? I want to be in a relationship. Well, are you putting yourself in a space to develop relationships with people? Well, I want to be married, but are you getting out there meeting someone? What are you doing in terms of, you know, going out and sharing, you know, who you are with others and letting that someone find you or look for that person that you're trying to find? And so we have to put all these different things into place. And so if you see something and you want it, you have to go after it. You know, and it's hard. I know for some people, when I get back to the word faith that we're talking about, it's hard to see something that you can't touch. But but you got to have hope. You got to have hope.
Yes.
And when you can't see something and it's not tangible, it's really hard to be able to say, I can have this. But when that whole faith comes into pass, like you said, you have your focus and the attitude, I can do attitude, staying inspired, trusting the process, holding on to that vision, that whatever it is that you want, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass.
It sure will. Yesterday, I caught a little bit of a motivational talk that Steve Harvey was giving. He and his wife have a wonderful mentoring program, and when I saw it come up on Facebook that he was live, I decided to try to listen in on some of it. And when we talk about holding on to the vision, Steve Harvey held up two cell phones with pictures of his goals, his aspirations, things he's going to make happen. And, you know, you certainly can't discount the validity of what he's talking about, because he said three of these things I've already accomplished, my bacon, my eggs, and something else in all Walmart. One of his visions was to partner with Walmart. He wants to make $3 billion. He wants, I think he said another show. He's got five shows on the air. He mentioned that. He said, who else has done that? He said, but what you have to do in regard to it is hold on to your vision. Put these things so that you see them. He said, they're on my laptop, my computer, my phones, everything, so that you can see them.
Absolutely.
And I don't care what anybody else may say or think. You can't discount the fact that that reflecting back to your mind does not help you see more the truth and what can happen and you can accomplish for yourself. So I'm all for definitely utilizing that to make sure that you see what you want in front of you constantly. It really does work to your benefit. But these are all things that we've talked about are things that you've got to work yourself to make it happen.
Put little reminders up too, little sticky notes.
Well, Portia, I want to thank you so much for being on board with me today, and all of you who have listened as well. Please tell your friends about Foxology Today. Wasn't today wonderful? We talked about faith, F-A-I-T-H, approach your future optimistically and with forward thinking. Have an I will do it attitude, inspire yourself, trust the process, and hold on to your vision. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, take it and utilize it. Tell your friends about Foxology Today, as I said, and please like my face on my page on Facebook, please. And until we talk again, make this an amazing day. Thanks for listening. Be blessed.